Begin the current daf Maseches Menachos daf Tzadi Zayin. Begin 17 lines down at the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which was describing the different elements and dimensions of the shulchan of the table that there was regarding the topic of our parak regarding the shtei lechem and the lechem upon them, the lechem upon that was on the shulchan. So the Mishnah had said that arba sanifin shel zav hayusham b'chulu, that there were these four boards made out of gold that were on the sides of the shulchan, going up all the way to contain the 12 breads that they were, etc. And as we said, that there were these rods that were between all the different breads going upwards, because there were two orders of six breads which were along the length of the shulchan. So ask the Gemara, not immediately, where do we know this from, that we made these snifin, these boards, and that we made these kanan, these rods between the breads? So Rav Ketina says, Kazamakra, the Pasuk says in Shemayis regarding the different utensils that there were related to the Shulchan, says, Vesisa ka'araisav, you should make its plates, v'kapaisav, and its spoons, v'kasaisav, which will explain what that is, u'menachyaisav, and those that clean it. So what does this mean? So says Rav Ketina, ka'araisav, its plates, elu defusin. These are the forms, which as we explained in the beginning of the parak, where they would shape it and knead it and bake it in those forms to make it that unique shape, like we said, either open box or like this Svina Rikadas, Kapaisav, and spoons, Elu Bezichin. This refers to the spoons where they would put the Levoin Zaka, the pure frankincense, on the Shulchan. Ksaisav, what's that? Elu Senifin. We do see from that that that's these boards. So one interpretation is either just from the extra word, what does that refer to? What's called Riba Dukra. Or another interpretation is Ksaisav is actually with a shin, not a sin, that it hardens the bread because it supports it, that it shouldn't break. That's what the Senifin did, they contain the bread. And those that keep it clean, elu kanim, this refers to the rods, because they keep the bread clean from not getting moldy because it separates between the breads. So that's how you see that there's halacha from the psukim of having this sanifin and having these kanim. Pasuk continues right after it says about menachi yosef, it calls them ashayusach ben, which will cover with them. What does the rods have to do with covering? Shemesachin behen es alechem, because it's what covers the bread. On the bread is where they would cover these rods between one bread and the other one. Now, however, on this interpretation, Moisev Rava. Rava asked from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Loi sidr hakonim v'loi nitilasin. Neither organizing the rods for the new breads of that Shabbos, neither taking them away when you're taking away the old breads, neither one of them is deiches of the Shabbos. Doesn't override the laws of Shabbos. Now, as Rashi points out, although at most what this is of removing rods is just what's called muktzah, tiltal muktzah, just moving something that's unnecessary for Shabbos, and that's a shvus, that's a rabbinic prohibition which does not apply in the Beis Hamikdash. So that says Rashi, this tiltal, this movement is not a problem because of the classic halacha of muktzah of a shvus. Rather, it actually looks like one is building and demolishing, because you have a structure over here that you're removing pieces and putting it back on. So that would be something that would normally be prohibited in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore says the Mishnah that one cannot do this on Shabbos. On that as Rava, but if you can entertain like you're saying, that the organizing of the rods are derais, it's a biblical law like you learned that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says clearly that you need these menachi yosef, which is a biblical law, which is saying that you need these rods. So amayin deches is Shabbos. He says, then yes, why doesn't it override Shabbos? However, Hadam Rava, then Rava later retracted and he says, Lav mil seidam. You know, my question is not valid. Because it's not. Our Mishnah said, Klalam Rebbe Kiva, he says, this is a general rule. Kol malacha shef shalasayisa me'erv Shabbos, any malacha, any activity that's forbidden on Shabbos that can be done from before Shabbos, in a deiches Shabbos, doesn't override Shabbos. So therefore, the sifting, those things which can be done before Shabbos, the grinding, can't be done. Although the malacha for these avodas of the lechem upon them could be done on Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, Rav, v'haninam, this too about organizing the rods, although, yeah, that's a biblical halacha, but efshad leidachi Shabbos alayhi. It's not necessary to override Shabbos in their that part of that avodah. Why? Because time am I. What's the reason why we put in the rods? What's the reason for the law? As the biblical wording even indicates to that about menachi yosef, is because delay lafash lechem. We don't want the bread to become moldy, to keep it clean. So that's his rava, b'chihai shiura. In that amount of time, as the Mishnah said, that we remove the rods from before Shabbos, right before it gets dark, and that those breads only stay till halfway through the day until they're removed, and then we go ahead and reorganize new breads on it without rods yet, and on Matzah Shabbos we go and we put the rods there between the breads, and that amount of time for either one is only going to be half a day, both from the old breads and the new ones, it's not going to get moldy, and therefore it's not something that we have to do, and therefore it doesn't override Shabbos. Because you're trying to learn the Brisa, that on Matzah Shabbos is when they would organize and put in the new rods for the new breads. Ketzad, how so? The Braisa says, Nichnis me'erb Shabbos v'shamatan. They would go in before Shabbos and remove the rods. U'manichan la'arka shalshukhan, they would place it on the length of the table. U'matzah Shabbos nichnis, then after Shabbos they would go in. Magbir reshesh shalchal, they would lift up the edges, these are the new breads, of the second loaves, because the first ones would always remain on the table. U'machnis konatachteh, and then they would put rods beneath that bottom one, which there would be three rods, one on either side and then one in the middle. V'chayzim magbir reshesh shalchal, then they would go and lift up the edges of the chal on top of that. U'machnis konatachteh, and then they would put rods beneath it, and that's what they would do. They would do that on Matzah Shabbos. Now, as the Braisa explains, that there were these arba chalis, the four middle loaves for every order, required that beneath each one there should be three rods, which for a total times over those four loaves is going to be 12 rods. Now, halyoina, the top one, the remaining one on the top, only needs two rods beneath it. Because it's not such a load that's weighing it down, because that top one, the fifth one, because the sixth one on the bottom doesn't have anything, has only one loaf on top of it, so it only needs two rods. As the Braisa continues, the bottom loaf doesn't need any rods beneath it, because it's put on the surface of the table itself, which is cool, and therefore it doesn't get moldy. And therefore that comes out for a total of 14 in each, which is, those are the 28 rods that there are on the shulchan. Now, continuing the theme of the machlekes we have in the Mishnah, which we had mentioned previously, daf, that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda is lishitasam letameim, according to their reasoning about why do they disagree in the dimensions of the shulchan, which is, it says in the Torah what the dimensions are. How do they disagree? Because they disagree in what, when it says that there's two amas in the length and one amas in the width, what type of amas? As our Gemara explains, Tanhas and Melinda within the Mishnah Masechtas Kalim, that Remeir Oim, he says, Kol amas shahayi b'mikdash, all the amas that they were, which generally translated as six tvachim, an amas that they were in the Beis HaMikdash, beinoinias, those were the middle ones. All the amas were the intermediate ones, which are of six tvachim. Now, later on, this Gemara is going to explain why is it called beinoinias, the middle ones, because there are amas that are less, and there are amas that are more. Chutz, there were some exceptions, says Remeir, Mimizbeach Hazav, the golden altar, which was an amas squared, the Hakeren, and the corners of the outer Mizbeach, called the Mizbeach Ha'ela, which on its four corners had these four stones of an amah height and an amah squared by its length and its width. Now, that amah was an amah of five tefachim. As the Gemara is going to later on explain, was that in its height the amah was a five tefach amah, or was it in its square area and its length and its width, was that an amah of five tefachim and not of six tefachim? And additionally, v'haseiva v'yisoid, the foundation, which is the yisoid, and the seiva, which is allegedly goes around the a little bit above the midpoint of the mizbeach ha'ayla, as the Gemara is going to explain exactly what part of it, that those were also, those amas were not amah of six tefachim, rather it was an amah of five tefachim. That's Remeir. Yehudaim, he says no, that amas binyan, all the amas of structure, of building, for example, like the walls of the Beis HaMikdash or of the Mizbeach Ha'ele, which is considered a structure, those amas were all shisha tvachim, six tvachim. Vishal kelim, those of vessels, those which are movable items, like the Aron, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Hazav, they were chamisha, their amas were all of five tvachim amas. Now, Amar Bichni explains, he says, Vishnei Mikra Echad Darshu, actually both of their opinions come from the same pasuk. The pasuk is the pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Ve'ela midos ha-mizbeach, and these are the measurements of the mizbeach ha'ela, the outer altar. Be'amis, with intermediate amis, which is an ama, that's an ama v'tayfach, meaning their amis are an ama and a tefach, meaning if you're considering an ama of five tefachim amis, this is going to be six tefachim, their amis, all the amas that we're talking about, which is an ama and the tefach of those which are five tefachim amas. As the pasuk continues, as it continues in days, which the pasuk is now describing, however, in these amas, I tell you that they should be five tefachim amas. In contrast, what the beginning of the pasuk was saying, that no, all the amas should be six tefachim amas, which is an ama of a five tefachim ama with a tefach more. But these should be five tefachim amas. What are these? The cheik, which refers to the yisoid, the foundation, the bottom part of the mizbeach, the outer mizbeach, which goes up an amah and is an indentation by an amah. That's the foundation. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain when we say that Amma Yisoid was Amma of five Tvachim, is that in the height or is it that in the indentation where it goes in? Meaning, is it in the vertical part or is it in the horizontal part? So as the Pasuk says, this Chayk, this Yisoid is HaAmma. There, the Amma is of five Tvachim. So too the Amma Reichiv, the Amma of the width, and so too the Gevula El Svasa Saviv, the boundary at the edge going around, Zeres HaEchad, that is one Zeres, which a Zeres is a half of an Amma. So it's a one half of an Amma, which he was talking about the Keren, the corners of the outer Mizbeach, we're measuring from the midpoint of the stone, which, yeah, in every direction it's going to be a half an Amma. That's the radius, which makes for the whole diameter an Amma squared. And continues the Pasig, Vizeh Gav HaMizbeach, and this top of the Mizbeach, which is saying that also this Amma, which is an Amma of five Tvachim, should also apply to the Mizbeach HaZav, to the golden, the inner altar. Explains Rabbi Yechon what the Pasuk is referring to, all these allusions. Cheka Amma, when it's saying that these are all five Tvachim Ammas, Zeh Yisoid, like we explained, that's the foundation. Amma Reichiv, when we say the Amma in its width. Zeh Soiviv, this refers to the ledge that goes around the middle, a little bit above the midpoint of the Mizbeach, that those Ammas are also five Tvachim Ammas. And by the boundary at the edge going around will be one half of a Amma. Elokronis, that refers to the corners, it goes around the corners of the Mizbeach Ha'ayla, the outer Mizbeach, that those are also, that Amma is Amma five Tvachim. And when the Pasuk says, Degav Mizbeach, this top of the Mizbeach, Zeh Mizbeach Azav, this refers to the golden altar, that its Amma is also Amma five Tvachim. So this is the Pasuk, says Rabbi Yechanan, and now on this same Pasuk is where they disagree. Remei Saba, he holds, Zehu, this is the one, like we just finished the last words in the Pasuk, Zeh Mizbeach Azav, the golden altar, which is different than all the things mentioned up until now in the Pasuk, which is a kli, which is a vessel, that's what should be Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. That's going to be the exception, that although it's a kli, will be an Amma of five Tvachim. HaKol Amas Kelim, but all the other Ammas of vessels, Ba'ama Bas Sheish, will be an Amma of six Tvachim. That's what he describes in the Shulchan, that's the Machlokes we had in the Mishnah, that he says that it was longer than that of Rabbi Yehuda, because it was six Tvachim Ammas. It was 12 in the length and six in the width. But Rabbi Yehuda Sabi says, no, Kizeyu Kol Amas Kelim. The Pasuk is alluding to in one place, when it's saying Zeh, but it's saying that all of them should be like this one, all the Kelim should be of five Tvachim Ammas, and that's why again he says the dimensions of the Shulchan was 10 Tvachim in the length and five in the width. So that explains their machlekes that they have in this Mishnah Kelim, and also their machlekes that they have in our Mishnah. However, in explaining this, Rabbi Yechanan says, the Gemara says, Kasagat Aitach, you'd entertain to say, when the Pasuk here is talking about the Yisoid and the Saiviv being different, that there are five Tvachim Ammas, you would think what it means is, Mi Yisoid Va'ad Saiviv, actually, from the foundation, till the Saiviv, till the ledge, that whole height is Ba'amabas Hei Begoiva, that whole height is Ammas in five Tvachim Ammas. And what does the Pasuk mean that the Yisoid was an Amma and the Reichim was an Amma of five Tvachim? Hachikam, and this is what the Pasuk is saying. From the Yisoid, that Amma, all the way up till the width of the Saiviv, Ba'amma Bas Chamisha is in an Amma of five Tvachim. So again, like it means from the Chikam, which is from the Yisoid, including the Yisoid, up until the Amma Reichim, which is the Saiviv, that those Ammas should be five Tvachim Ammas. But based on that, if that was the interpretation, says the Gemara, you have the following calculations. Goyva Mizbeach Kamahava. How much was the height of the Mizbeach? So we know it was Esther Amos. It was 10 Amos high, as the Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf Nun Tesim Beis, where the Pasuk says, Ala Mishkan Ba'al Mizbeach, where it equates the Mishkan to the altar. Just like the Mishkan, the length of the boards were 10 Amos. So too, the Mizbeach, the height is 10 Amos. Now, then how do I understand the Pasuk that talks about the Mizbeach in the Torah that says, Shalash Amas Kemasa, its height was 3 Amas? That's from the edge of the ledge up until the Kronis, that was 3 Amas, but the entire height of the Mizbeach was 10 Amas. Now, comes out, Shis, that means the 6 Amas from the floor up until the Saiviv, was B'nei Chamish HaChamish, like you're explaining, you want to say from the Yisoid till the Saiviv, that those Amas were 5 Tvachim Amas. And Varba B'nei Shita, Shita. Varba, and the remaining 4, going up from the Seviv up until the top of the Kronos, were 6 Tvachim Ammas. So, comes out, Mizbeach Kamahava. So, if we want to calculate the 10 Ammas of Haida Mizbeach in Tvachim, how much is that? It's Chamshin Varba, comes out to be 54 Tvachim. Now, so if that's the case, Pagid Mizbeach Kamahava. How much is the midpoint of the Mizbeach? It's Esam B'Shiva. Half of that is 27. 27 Tvachim. Now, additionally, Mikronis Va'ad Saiviv. From the corners of the Mizbeach, going down to the Saiviv, which, as we explained, are four Amis, and you're saying those Amis are six Tvachim each. So Kama Hava, how many Tvachim is that? That's Esrim Barba. That's 24 Tvachim. Which again, so far we were saying that the way the Mizbeach works is that it goes up from the bottom of the floor, a height of an Amma, and it dents an Amma. That's the Yisayid. Then it goes up from the Yisayid till the Saiviv, a height of 5 Tvachim, which is for a total including the Amma of the Yisayid, 5 Amas, which makes for a total of 6 Amas. Then from the Saiviv going up till the place of the Kron, this is another 3 Amas, which that's what we said, that is 3 Amas, its height, but that was only from the Saiviv until the Kronis. That's 9 Amas. Then the Karen itself is an Amma. That's the 10 Amas, as we're going to explain later on. So, Kama Batzer. So the question is, how much is there less, which is not going to be from the Saiviv, Lepalgi de Mizbeach? We said that 27 Tvachim is the midpoint of the Mizbeach, from the top till the bottom, or from the bottom till the middle. 27 Tvachim. We also said, since again we're calculating different from the Yisayid to the Saiviv and from the Saiviv to the Kronis, because the bottom is 5 Tvachim Amas, top is 6 Tvachim Amas, we said from the top till the Saiviv is 24 Tvachim. So the difference between from the Saiviv till the midpoint is just Tlasa, it's just 3 Tvachim, which is, that's how low the midpoint of the Mizbeach is beneath the Saiviv. Now the problem is, it's not, we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Midas that says as follows. Chot shel sigra chaygrei. There was a red string that surrounded the altar, be'emtza, in its midpoint. Why? Why did it separate in the midpoint? To separate between the upper bloods and the lower bloods, because different karbanas had to be in either the upper part or the lower part. For example, a chatas behema, an animal chatas, had to be above that string. Chatas ha'oif, a bird chatas, had to be below that string. Oilas ha'oif had to be above, and oilas behema had to be below, as the Gemara explains in Teres in Masechta Zvachim and the Brayso in Teres Kainim. Now, if that's the case, continues the Gemara's question. But then this that we learned regarding the Oila Sa'if, which we said has to be on the upper half. The Brisa says as follows. How did the Kohen do the Avodah? He would go up under the ramp. He would get off, as we said, the Sa'if is a little bit above the midpoint of the Mizbeach. He would get off onto the ledge on the side of the Mizbeach to the right. And he would come to the first corner, which was the southeast corner if he's coming up from the ramp. And Malikas Reisha Mimul Orpo Umavdil, he would also do Malika on the neck behind below the nape, and he would separate the head from the body, Umaitza as Damal Kermesbech, and he would hold on to the place of where the animal had its, where it was done Malika, and squeeze out the Viridin, which is where it has all the blood over there, and the blood would spray out at a far distance on the wall of the Mizbech. Now, says the Braisa Vim Asa Lamatami Raglov. Now, if he did this squeezing out the blood, spraying the blood onto the wall of Mizbeach, beneath his feet. I mean, he's standing on the Saiviv. So below the ledge that he's standing on, afila ama achas, even if he went an ama beneath where he's standing, share, it's still valid. On that, as the Gemara, but ha, since you're saying that the midpoint of the Mizbeach is not less than the Saiviv, it's just a distance of 3 Tvachim, so when the Braisa says you could even do it an ama beneath his feet, even if you're going to say it's the smaller Amma of Amma 5 Tvachim, but Kayav El Yaina, you're doing something that should be on the upper half of the Oila Sa'iv, Lamata Mishnei Tvachim, more than 2 Tvachim below the red string, and that doesn't work, it has to be above the red string. So that wouldn't work to say that how to explain this halacha that we're talking about of when it says the Yisayid and the Saiviv, or Amma Bashei Tvachim, to say that it meant from the Yisayid to the Saiviv, because then you would run into this problem that we're talking about. Sailor rather says the Gemara, a different interpretation. Rather, all the 10 Amas of the height of the Mizbeach were all 6 Tvachim Amas. When it said that there were those that had an Amma that were 5 Tvachim, we're talking about the Amas of the indentation, of the horizontal part, of the Yisayid and the Saiviv. Now, regarding the width of the Kronis, how is that called the Kenisa? Regarding indentation, it didn't have that. It's because we're talking about where its square area is just by itself. So that could also be considered Kenisa and not in the height. So therefore explains the Gemara as follows. Cheg ha'ama, when we said that the Yisayid is an Amma of 5 Tvachim, that's Kenisa. That's its indentation, its horizontal part. Meaning if you're thinking about the length of the Mizbeach, or the width, but not the height. When it said Amma Rechiv, the width of the Amma, meaning that of the Saiviv, that was the Kenisa. That was its horizontal part. When it said Gvula Svasasav, when it talked about the Keren at the edge, that was Kenisa. When it says Amma was 5 Tvachim and not its height. Height, all of these heights are 6 Tvachim Amas. This was, the indentation was 5 Tvachim Amas. So the square area of the Keren was also 5 Tvachim Amas. Oh, so says the Gemara, now it makes sense. Mizbeach kama havalei, so how much was the height of the Mizbeach now? Shitin was 60 tvachim. Because as we're saying, every amma in the height was an amma of 6 tvachim. So palgi the Mizbeach kama hava, so how much was the midpoint of the Mizbeach? Was tlasin, was 30 tvachim. Oh, mikronis vad seiviv kama hava. So if you're going from the corners of the top of the keren of the Mizbeach up until the ledge, so how much is that? So that's 4 amas times 6 tvachim. It's chavdal, it's 24 tvachim. And how much is left from going down from the Saiviv to the midpoint of the Mizbeach? You have Shish, you have 6 Tvachim. Because you said 24 plus 6 to make it for 30, which is the midpoint. Oh, that makes sense. It's none. That's what we learned in the Mishnah that said, if he's doing the Oila Sa'if, even beneath his foot, an Amo, which we're talking about an Amo that's 5 Tvachim, is Keshera. It's going to be valid because you still have another Tefach that it's above the red string. So therefore, that makes sense now if we're explaining this halacha, not in the Geiva, but rather in the Knesset. However, the Gemara continues asking, B'mayu Kimta, so how do you explain that this halacha of this pasuk, which exactly there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rami on one part regarding, was it old Mizbech Hazav or old Kalim, but the main part of the pasuk everyone agrees to, ask the Gemara, what are you saying? It's Tamah B'Knesset. It was in the indentation, in the horizontal part. And that the Gemara asks, okay, we refuted the interpretation of height, now we're going to refute that interpretation of in the indentation. Because the Mimetzisa Mukmas Lo B'Knesset, can you really interpret it in the indentation? Just like we refuted in regarding the measurements of the height, the Gemara is going to say it's not going to work out in the length either. Because Vatnan, we learn the Mishnah Masech, this Midas, that says as follows. Mizbeach HaYishleishim U'shtayim, HaShleishim U'shtayim. The altar was 32 amas squared. 32 amas in its length, 32 amas in its width. Now, that was on the bottom. But then, as you started going up, because there was blocks of how they was made going up narrow as it got to the top, ala amma, then the first amma when it went up, then mekanes amma, it was indented in amma. Zeh, you say, that's what's called the foundation, where all around there was something that was jutting out in the bottom amma. So nimtza shleish mashleishim. So far you have going up, you have just a square area now of 30 by 30 ammas, because on every side you lose an amma, that's 2 ammas in the length, 2 ammas in the width, that makes for an area, a square area of 30 by 30 ammas. Now, the problem with this Mishnah is, based on what you're saying, that the Knesa of the Soid was an Amma not of 6 Tvachim, but of 5 Tvachim, you actually have left, you have Shleishim Ushnei Tvachim Hava. It's not just left 30 by 30, you're left with 30 by 30 and 2 Tvachim by 2 Tvachim, because you're only losing every Amma, not 6 Tvachim, but 5 Tvachim. So how do we understand the Mishnah Masechta Midas? This too, moreover, The Mishnah continues in its description of the Mizbeach. Allah Hamish v'kanas amma. Then it went up another height of 5 ammas, and there was indented again an amma. And Zeh was saying that's what's known as the ledge, where you have an area going around because it's indented going upward. Nimtza, says the Mishnah. So it comes out, now we're left, our area keeps on getting smaller and smaller, how much is going to be the place for the marach of the fires on top of the Mizbeach? It's Esem Mishmai, now Esem Mishmai. Now you only have a square of 28 by 28 ammas. That is the Gemara. What do you mean? It keeps on growing the discrepancy. You have 28 amas and 4 tvachim. Because again, you take away from that amount that you're losing another 2 tvachim by 2 tvachim. And if you're going to say, oh, that's not a difficulty. Because since it wasn't an area of an amma, it was just 4 tvachim, so it wasn't counted. But yes, the Mishnah Midas would agree that you have another 4 tvachim there. But continue reading the Mishnah. Mishnah says, going higher up, Mokum Kronis, the place of the corners of those blocks on the corners of the Mizbeach, were Amma Mizeh ve'Amma Mizeh, were Amma squared. Nimtza, says the Mishnah, comes out, if you're now looking at the area on the top between the corners, you're left with an area of Esem V'Shesh al Esem V'Shesh, an area of 26 by 26 Amma squared. On that, as the Gemara, Estrin B'Shevahav, it actually comes out to be an area of 27 Amas squared, because those 6 Amas that you lose going from the bottom up, where you lose 2 Amas squared from the side, 2 Amas squared from the side, and 2 Amas squared from the Kronis, those were only, the way you're describing it, 5, 6 Tvachim Amas, because we're saying that there were 6, 5 Tvachim Amas, which is the same thing. So instead of being 26 amas, it's actually 27 amas. So how are you saying you left at 26 amas? So the Gemara, loy dak. You're right, the Tana, the Mishnah, Masechta Midas was not precise of combining the Tvachim. It was going with each one was only 2 Tvachim, so it wasn't counting it, although ultimately the tally ends up being an amma. But the Gemara continues asking. Still, the Mishnah there continues and says, Makim hilich ragli kanim, we're still not finished in diminishing the size of the maracha. Because you still have to have a place where the kanim can walk around. They can't walk on the corners, those are blocks. So you have to have a space where they can walk around the maracha. So the place where they can walk are amim mizeh, the amim mizeh. On each side, you need to have an amma where the kahanim could walk, which is called a different saiviv, meaning that they could go around within the area of the kronis when they're going around to organize the things on the maracha and all the different limbs. So, says the Mishnah, Nimtza comes out that the remaining space of the maracha, of the fires themselves, were esrim v'arba al esrim v'arba. You lose two amas in the square, you're left with a square area of 24 by 24 square amas. However, as the Gemara, Makam HaMaracha, Esr Mechamishava, based on our calculations, it actually is an area of the fires can be 25 by 25 square amas. Because, as Rashi points out, the amma of the place where the Kohen walk, that most definitely is the classic amma of 6 tvachim, because that's not included in the pasuk which says that these are only 5 tvachim amas. So you have an area of 25 square amas. Why is it calling it 24 square amas? And says the Gemara, V'chitei mahachinam u'ladaka, and if you're going to say, oh, okay, here too, the Tanya of the Mishnah wasn't precise, although it's really 25, but they counted as 24, because it wasn't counting it in that way of the 5 tvachim amas. But what k'siv? The Gemara asks, but there's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, V'hariel, which refers to, it means the line of the fire, means to say where the place of the fire, which actually had an element of like a lion crouching, where in the middle, that area was a shteim estri oirich b'shteim estri reichiv revua. It was an area of 12 amas by 12 amas squared. Now, reading this pasuk, you would think that the maracha itself was only 12 amas squared, 12 amas by 12 amas. Thing is, Kishuim, when that pasuk says el arbas revav, it was 12 amas squared to its four corners. That's teaching that we're actually measuring in quadrants. We're measuring from the middle to whichever corner you're going to. So it comes out that actually shteim esri amal chol ruach v'ruach was actually 12 amas in every direction, which that's in its radius, which comes out in its whole area is 24 by 24 amas squared and not 25. Now the thing is, up until now we could say for a Tana that he was loydak, it was not precise. A pasuk, you can't say loydak. Pasuk is exacting in truth. So therefore, according to your interpretation, it's not 24, it's 25. And the Gemara tries saying, emechitim, if you're going to say, it's not difficult. Because shismi nayu mi'ikara, actually, six of the original amis, meaning all these questions are being calculated because we're asking based on the description of the measurements of the mizbech, which we're assuming there are six tefachim amis. But on that says the Gemara, maybe you're going to say that when they were making the altar, which, yeah, we're describing as 32 by 32 amis, maybe they measured from those 32 amis that six of those amis, which we're describing over here, were ba'ama bas chamisha ma'isil, who they actually counted them, and they were built as five tefachim amis. So those six amas were not really six. They were really five amas if you're counting in six tefachim amas, which you ultimately lose one amma, which is if you really count them as six amas, but they're five tefachim amas, it's the same thing. So that makes for a total area of 31 amas. So therefore, when you make these six amas, which are the three indentations on all sides from the yisoid and the seiviv and the kronis, in an amma that's five tefachim, that comes out to be big five amas. So actually, yeah, you're only left with 26 by 26 between the kronos, and therefore it wouldn't be difficult, because that actually goes into the dimensions. But, says the Gemara, if that's the case, that from its inception, you're telling me that really, although it's calling the Mizbech 32 Amos, it really was only 31 by 31 Amos, because six of those Amos were in five Tvachim Amos, but then you run into a different problem. Then Rav Chola Azara, then you're making the courtyard bigger than what we learned in the Mishnah. Because if not, we learned the Mishnah Masechtas Midas that says, Kol Azara, the whole courtyard, counting everything in the courtyard, the actual chatzar and the heichal, the sanctuary, everything, it was a length of 187 amas, al reichiv mei b'shleishim chamesh, on a width on 135 amas. Now the problem is, and this is going to be the refutation, if it's like we were describing up until now, actually the problem is, it's going to have to come out, if the Mizbeach was an amas smaller than what we're really saying, it's not really 32 amas squared, it's really 31, it should really come out that the area between the antechamber, the ulam, and the Mizbeach should be 23 amas, or somewhere else it should have to give the place of where the Kohen Yisrael could walk should be 23 amas, not like the Mishnah is going to tell us, which those areas is describing as 22 amas. But it's got to be bigger because the Mizbeach is not really 32 amas, you're saying it's really 31 amas. But yet we see clearly that it has to be a bona fide 32 amas of 6 tefachim, because look at how it describes the rest of the area. It says, Mimizrach lemayrev, if you're going from east to west, coming into the Azara, You have Meir Shmoyin Mesheva, like we said, it's 187 Amos. How does it break it down? So you have Makom Drisus Ragli Yisrael. The first part is where non-Kahanim can walk. That's the area of Achas Esrei Amos. That's 11 Amos. Then continuing on, the Makom Drisus Ragli Kahanim, we have a place where the Kahanim walk. That's Achas Esrei Amos. That's also 11 Amos. Only 22 Amos. As we said, should have to be 23 Amos if the Mizbeach is smaller. But it doesn't. It says it's just each one in 11, which is 22. HaMizbeach Shleish Mishtayim, the altar is 32 Amos. Continuing on, Bein Ulam LeMizbeach, between the antechamber and the Mizbeach, is Esa Mishtayim Amma, is 22 Amos. Then, continuing on, HaHechel Me Amma, the Hechel, including the Kutcha Kutchim with it, is 100 Amos in the length. And then you have Achas Esri Amma, Chari Beis HaKabaris, you have the 11 Amos behind the area of the Kutcha Kutchim, which when there were many Jews in the Azara, so then many of them would go there, as the Gemara says, Yumadav Chafal Manaf. But one thing we see is that it has to be a real 32 Amos, not 31 Amos, because we see of the other dimensions in the Azara. Sailor rather, the Gemara gives a different interpretation. It's not that all of them were in the Gaiva or all of them were in the Knesset. Rather, it follows. Cheka Amma, when we're speaking about the Chek, the Yisai, that Amma, that it's five Tvachim Amas, that was Begaiva. So that Amma from the floor up until the Yisai was, yes, only a height of five Tvachim Amma. Amma Reichiv, the Amma of the Saiviv, that it was only five Tvachim Amma, that was Knesset. That was the indentation of the Saiviv. That was an Amma of five Tvachim. But the indentation of the Yisayid was actually a regular Amma. And the height of the Saiviv was actually a regular one too. Continuing on, Gevul El Svas HaSaviv, when it talks about the height of the Keren, that is what we're talking about, was an Amma of five Tvachim. As the Gemara continues, Tavit Tzadeh Chesem and Aleph, that Loish Nahachi V'Loish Nahachi. In other words, regarding the indentation of the Keren, that it doesn't make a difference. If you want, you could say that it was even with the Amma of five Tvachim. It wouldn't bother us, because since we said that the Knesset of the Yisayid was an Amma of six Tvachim, so then for the total amount, we wouldn't be left between the area of the corn of the Kronis, an area of at most of 26 Amas and four Tvachim, because you have the indentation that you would have of the two Tvachim of the Saiviv, and you'd have the two of that you would lose Tvachim of the indentation of the Kronis. But like we said, since that wouldn't be even an amount of an Amma, so that wasn't counted. Now, so since that resolves the interpretation, which yes, some were Goyba, some were Knesset, concludes the Gemara now to resolve with the Brayse that we had brought earlier regarding the Oila Saif. So Mizbech Kamahaba. So according to this, how much is the height of the Mizbech? It's Chamshin V'tmanya. It's 58 Tvachim. Why? Because we said all the Amas, according to this interpretation, and the height of the Mizbeach were six Tvachim Amas, except for two Amas, those of from the floor up until the Yisoid, and the height of the Keren, of the corner of the Mizbeach. So, Pagi the Mizbeach Kamahava. So how much is the midpoint of the Mizbeach? So, Esn V'tisha, that's 29 Tvachim. Mikronis V'tzayiv V'kamahava. How much is it from the Keren, from the corner of the Mizbeach, going down to the ledge? Is Esn V'tlasa, is 23 Tvachim. How much is left up until the midpoint of the Mizbeach? Shita, six Tvachim. Utnan, that works well with the Mishnah we've learned. That even if you do an Amma beneath your feet of a five Tvachim Amma, it's going to be kosher, because like we said, you're still a Tefach above the midpoint. And the Gemara says, Dekinami, so too a precise reading would indicate this answer that we're giving, that we're actually differentiating. We're saying the Cheka Amma, the Yisayid, is an Amma of five Tvachim in its height, and the Amma Reichiv, that of the Saiviv, is in the Knesset, in the indentation. Because the Chesed, the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Chek Ha'amma, the Amma Reichiv. Shema Mino, what we infer from that is from the fact that it calls the Saiv, the Yisoid, Chek Ha'amma. But when it calls the Saiv, it calls Amma Reichiv in its width, that's the Knesset. And the fact that it changes the terminology, Shema Mino, they obviously because they're different. The Saiviv is in the Knesset, and the Yisoid is in its height, so therefore that's how we understand the Pasuk, and therefore that's how we're able to resolve both the height of the Mizbeach, and also the length regarding the area of the Beis HaMikdash, that because this that we're saying that these are five Tvachim Amos, is different for one that's in the height and one that's in the Knesset. And again, that was the Pasuk that we had this Machlekes with Meir Rabbi Yehuda regarding just one element of, is it only by the Mizbeach HaZav, or is it by Ol Kalim, which relates back to the Halacha of a Mishnah regarding the dimensions of the Shulchan, if it's going to be six Tvachim Amos or five Tvachim Amos.